The other speculation, with a little time, 45 seconds, why psychological torture is used is, and this is not, this is just my opinion. I think that the experts, some, it's already been referred to how the FBI, maybe the paper that was mentioned that is available here, the people who do interrogation say torture doesn't work. They say getting trust, getting alliance works a lot better. The FBI says that. Experts in the CIA say it. So the question is, why is torture used? Why is the abuse used? And I think it's used in ways that Zimbardo's study in Stanford Prison says, because when you have power over somebody, you can become perverted by it. And after 9/11, I think this country had a need for revenge and a need to avenge itself. And psychologically, even if we could get information that we needed by alliance and by the engagement with the detainee, the effort was instead to punish them, to show our strength by asserting ourselves over other people. So I think we come back to some maybe irrational ways, but from a psychological point of view, makes some sense to me. Okay, I have two thoughts. Let me tell the story that because it shows how this the effects of torture sometimes are not seen.